Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Ace. Welcome back again to another episode of the Trep Life with Ace podcast. This is episode number 18. Again, I'm going to be brief, guys. It won't take up a lot of your time. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to spend with me listening to these podcasts, getting some of these jewels, hearing some of my thoughts out loud. And hopefully they mean something to you. Hopefully they're either encouraging you to go out there and go get your businesses started. Hopefully it's keeping you motivated to continue with your business if you currently are running one. I really do appreciate you guys, taking the time out with me today. As always, please leave your comments, suggestions, questions, whatever the case is. Send me a message at Trep Life Ace. You can find me on Instagram. You can send a message to my group on Facebook at Trep Life with Ace on Facebook. So let's get into it. So today I want to talk about a brief concept. But it's a concept that I think can help take you further in business. And this concept stems from a proverb that our ancestors came up with. And the proverb says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And that can mean many things in life, right? But of course, I want to relate it to business. I want to relate it to entrepreneurship. So what does that mean to me? What it means to me is, it's easy for us to come up with ideas for businesses and go out there and start your own business and start taking action and not have to wait on anyone to help you, take your business further and all those different things. Of course, it seems easier, but really, if you really want to build something strong, something solid, something that will last a lot longer than your immediate business idea, I believe that you will need a partner. And a partner could come in many different ways. A partner could be someone who's a mentor. A partner could be someone who's actually your partner in the business, helping you with the business. But a partner can maybe come later on in your business after you do get things started. You may seek out a partner, someone who can help you improve that particular business or help, gain more insight into what direction you should be going in and maybe bring us a certain level of expertise to your business. So if you are really, really good with building out your e-commerce store and you're really good with product research, you may need a partner who's really good with marketing. You may need a partner who's really good with customer service or, keeping up with customers and making sure the customers are happy. Because there are many different aspects to a business, and it's all not just one thing. And the more you spread yourself thin trying to do everything, then you start to lose sight of where the business can really go. So really consider, bringing on a partner in your business. Consider, who is there to lend some sort of expertise that you don't necessarily have, lend some experience that you don't have. And it can come in many different ways, of course, right? But another thing is in relation to going far or going further, also consider this. Consider that there are people in your community, young men, young women, or you yourself who has ideas, but may need someone to maybe invest in that idea. That is a partnership that is in relation to what it is that I'm talking about as far as going far and going together. So show some support. If you don't necessarily have an idea of your own, if you don't have a business of your own, but you may have the resources to help someone who you do know is trying to start a business, please don't disregard that person's idea. Hear them out. They may not have a professionally built business plan. They may not have experience as a business owner. But if they have a really good idea and the idea makes sense to you, then the idea would probably make sense to other people as well. So help them out with resources, time, energy. It doesn't necessarily have to be money all the time, but it can be, your energy and your time. Your mental ability to help them solve a particular problem that may get them further on in their business. So go out there and support each other when it comes to these entrepreneurial ideas. A lot of us start businesses on our own and don't want to be bothered with managing other people, or don't want to be bothered with partners and making agreements and having agreements and disagreements and having a vote to make sure that something gets passed through, whether it's a design for a product or a design for a website or whatever the case is. That's not always what happens when it comes to business. It's not always the negative side when it comes to partnerships, right? Partnerships actually are a beautiful thing if you can find a synergy between two or three or even more people that have a common direction, a common vision, a common mission to get a business up and running and established and go out there and serve customers. So that is it's a business concept in my mind when they say, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So please go together. And hey, if you don't have a partner, hey, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you out, lend some ideas, lend some energy. And if the idea really makes sense and it's something that I really believe in and I can lend myself to, then who knows? I may be able to invest some time as well as maybe some of my expertise when it comes to e-commerce. So, you know, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, keep that in mind as well. So again, you guys can send your comments, suggestions, questions, whatever the case is. You can send those over to @TrepLifeAce on Instagram. I'm always available to talk. I love to talk about business, as you could tell. Dropping an episode a day. And this is episode number 18. Check it out. Peace.